This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If I could raise the specter of Donald Rumsfeld once again on this program and the whole idea of unknown unknowns, here is what happens nowadays when you call the Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service. Live telephone assistance is not available at this time.
We are just about to start the first filing season since the new tax law went into effect, as I'm sure you know. We are also doing it, as you just heard, with the IRS running a bare-bones staff. Even before the shutdown, though, the looming tax deadline was a scary prospect for a lot of companies in this economy because, unknown unknowns, there's a whole lot of confusion over what some parts of the law are going to mean for businesses. Case in point, a new 20% tax deduction. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the tax beat.
There's a nursing home in North Carolina called Smithfield Manor, and its owner, Carol Arne, has this problem. It's getting harder and harder to hold on to her employees, specifically nursing assistants. They're in high demand right now, and they have a tough job.
Dealing with the dying process and the aging process can take its toll on you.
Arne wants to start a retention program, hand out bonuses, but she needs a way to pay for it. She heard that under the new tax law, she might be eligible for this big tax break. Her accountant, Jeremy Bass, says it could save
about 7.5 cents of tax for every dollar that you make.
Problem is, they don't know whether or not her business qualifies. The new tax law cut taxes for corporations from 35 to 21%. But that didn't apply to certain kinds of businesses, like LLCs and S-corporations. They're called pass-throughs, and they pay taxes based on their owner's personal income, not the corporate tax rate. So Congress came up with a tax break for them, too. They can deduct up to 20% off their income when they do their taxes. But that wasn't the end of it, because some tax experts said this new deduction could easily be abused.
Let's walk through a hypothetical.
Nicole Kading is an economist at the Tax Foundation, a think tank in D.C.
I have an incentive because of this provision to walk into my boss's office and to say, I'm sorry, but I no longer can work here at the Tax Foundation.
Then she could form a new LLC that would do the same work for the Tax Foundation and call itself a business to get the deduction. Last summer, the IRS came up with some rules to keep people from gaming the system. They are more than 180 pages long, and they're filled with caveats, like a list of businesses and industries that do not qualify for the tax break. Here's Jeremy Bass, the nursing home's accountant, again.
It's accountants, attorneys, actuaries, performing arts, consultants, stockbrokers, athletes.
Oh, and healthcare businesses. The IRS tried to draw clear lines between who gets the deduction and who doesn't, but there are still a lot of questions. Is a nursing home like Smithfield Manor considered a health business? It does have nurses on staff.
But they're also providing room and board, dietary services, activities. So there's a sort of a gray area there.
The government is still finalizing its guidelines on this deduction, but it's not clear when those are coming, especially with the shutdown. In the meantime, accountants have decisions to make. Andrea Parnes is a CPA in New York. She says this deduction has been tripping up accountants since the law passed. She organized some training sessions for her peers.
They were all freaking out, like, oh my God, how are we ever going to explain this to our clients and how are we ever going to put this into practice?
Parnes says she's doing the best she can for her clients, like Cynthia King Dance Studio in Brooklyn.
1, 2, 3.
Where 7 and 8-year-old girls in powder blue leotards prepare for their moment in the spotlight. Remember that list of businesses that don't qualify for the deduction? Performing arts companies are on there. But Parnes says this studio's performers aren't paid professionals.
Of course, we all know that our children are amazingly gifted and many of them are going to be prima ballerinas.
For now, they're kids practicing for a recital. So Parnes says she is going to take the tax break for the studio. A different kind of dance company would be another story. As for Smithfield Manor, it's still waiting for final rules from the IRS. The nursing home's 2018 tax bill was due December 15th, so it filed for an extension. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.